God bless you. Good morning. This is Brother Andy from Virginia, and I am pleased to bring you this morning's devotion. This is day 4. It's Thursday, the 31st of October, 2024. And we thank the Lord for blessing us with another day. Before we start, let us go to Him in prayer. Father God, what a privilege it is to be alive in Christ. Lord, to know that we, the bride of Christ in this last day, Father, Lord, have received a special blessing from you. Lord, not just our names being written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but Lord, we have a truth, Lord, that makes this Bible to become so alive unto us. And as a privileged people, as a royal and a holy nation and a chosen generation, Father, I pray that you help us to live this life and live this truth every blessed day you give us. In Jesus Christ's name, we ask your blessing upon this morning's devotion, that all across the globe and the world and the countries, Lord, precious believers, Lord, are joined on this platform, that, Lord, it will be a blessing, Father, when they hear you this morning. Come, instruct us in your word and teach us how to live. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We thank God for another beautiful, wonderful day He has given us here. The weather is gorgeous. And in spite of the children and people who are sick and we are praying for them, we should never lose sight of the good things that the Lord our God has surrounded us with. Amen. If you look real closely around us, the fact that we are alive alone gives us cause to praise the Lord. And we are living in His presence through prayer, through obedience to the Word of God. Amen. I want to call our attention to what Samuel told Saul. Samuel told Saul, Saul, that the Lord doesn't require sacrifices, but rather obedience. And beloved, to live in the presence of the Lord requires your obedience to His word. Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He who loves me is the one that does my Father's will." Just being obedient to what this Bible is teaching us through the commandments and the statutes of the Bible. And if we call ourselves the bride of Christ, then we must hold dear the teachings and the revelation that God has brought to us in this generation and be obedient unto that. We find many so-called believers of the prophet, but yet still our lifestyles are far away from what He taught us. Many people in different countries and different ministries have added their own thought and their own interpretation to the word and even to the message of the hour. Beloved, you drive the presence away from you when you don't live in obedience to the word of God. And we must bring our family subject to the obedience of the truth and teach them the way of right. How do we depart from the presence of the Lord? When we run away from our call, when we run away from the truth of God's word, when the prophet Jonah was running away from the presence, from the calling that God had given him, He ran away from the presence of the Lord. When he turned to go to Joppa, instead of going to Nineveh, and he was faced with a calamity, which later God will always grace and mercy will always find the seed of God to bring them back to the path. Let us see what David says about this. Let us read the book of Psalm 16, verse 5. The Lord is my portion. The Lord, rather, is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are falling unto me in places, pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly inheritance. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in this night season. I want us to take note of verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Amen. We set the Lord always before us. Why? Because he is on our right hand. The Lord Jesus, his corporal body, is seated at the right hand of God right now, but his spirit has been sent down unto us. When the presence of the Lord came in a spirit form, like clove tongues of fire on the day of Pentecost, it rested upon the believers of that day. And today we see the fulfillment of prophecy. The days of Lot are upon us. The days of Sodom are upon us. And God has sent his presence also mightily through this message of the hour. But believers, we are not to live in the shadows of the message, but we are to live in the manifestation of the message. When the message must become alive to us, because it is the very prophecy that Jesus Christ, through his spirit and the Son of Man ministry, will be with us at our right hand. And you must take this literally. When the faith drops in and brings understanding of the day we are living in, God is here in his word, in his message. God is here in the revelation of the truth to reveal unto us individually that he is at our right hand. And what did David say? I have set the Lord always before me. You see, the word of God being set before our face, before our eyes, the word of God coming into our ears. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. We have the tapes, we have the messages, we have the Bible to set before us, and we have the faith message also to come by hearing. Beloved, we have no excuse not to be living in the presence of the Lord. This bride has been given all that she needs to overcome this evil age. We must live in triumph, in victory. David said, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. We must live in confidence. After we've set the Lord before us, he proves his word that he is on our right hand. When sicknesses come, we lay hands on the sick and pray and they recover. Why? Because he is at our right hand. When circumstances arise, we exercise this promise. Oh my. David said, even if I make my bed in hell, the Lord is there. God is everywhere on our right hand only if we set him before our eyes. Set him before us. And the promise said he will be at our right hand. God's presence brings grace. His presence brings forgiveness. When we are in his presence, we receive mercy. He also brings us courage. When he came and appeared to the messenger and to the general Joshua, he brought courage to him. When he appeared, before Mary, he brought courage to Mary. Before Zerubbabel, when the Lord appears and comes to your right hand, he brings you courage and strength and joy. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done. Let us finish this reading of Psalm 16, verse 8. Verse 9, therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Hallelujah. Verse 10, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Believers, in this day, in these last days, as we waiting on the coming of the Lord, we must be living in the pleasures of the Lord, the pleasures of the truth of his word. When I find believers are the most saddest people on earth. Why? Because perhaps there is a home and the father has neglected his priestly duties. Beloved, we are going to answer for it as men. We are going to answer for it as husbands. Why we didn't apply the token in our homes? Why we didn't apply the token in our children's lives? In our lives, in the lives of our wives? We must set the Lord always before us. Things may happen and we may miss a day or two, but we quickly get back to the word of God because it's a burning desire. It's a deep calling to the deep. And a child of God, a born-again believer who has received the revelation of this hour, knows they cannot rest. They cannot go even a step until they have turned and set the word of God before their face. And the Lord promised he will be at our right hand. And in his presence is fullness of joy. In his right hand there are pleasures forevermore, not for a day, not for a month or a year. The pleasures that God brings when we live in obedience to his word are forevermore. We ought to be the happiest people on earth. But how can you live in happiness when there are televisions and all sorts of evil things that brings the presence of the evil things in your home? You see, we are not living in obedience to the message. We are not living in obedience to the word of God. All the sacrifices you're doing will mean nothing unless you live in obedience and bring and restore the presence of the Lord in the home. Restore the presence of God in your office. Let us stop all of these dirty jokes and these funny lifestyles of living, dressing like the world. The child of God has no business wanting to look like the world. It begins with obedience, brothers and sisters. May the Lord help us as we be obedient to his word and abide in his presence by applying Psalm 16, verse 8. And the reward will be verse 11. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. May the Lord bless you. Father, let your word be quickened this morning. We want obedience and not sacrifice. Help us to go back to the basic instructions and follow that. Help us as fathers and high priest of our homes, Lord, that we will establish the truth, Father, and cause those who live with us to follow it by living it ourselves as examples. Help us, thou Holy Spirit. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name, your beloved Son. Amen.